Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Who motherfucking had Screwball Radio live from the Matrix special motherfucking Memorial Day episode? What's good to y'all?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Hey, what? What's good, homie? It's a rainy motherfucking Memorial Day weekend, huh?
You ain't lying. Yeah. I'm here watching this Philly Washington game. Washington ain't looking too good.
Russ need help, man. Russ need help.
Definitely. All right,
man.
Definitely need help.
Fucking Memorial Day episode, man. Shout out. Rest in peace to all the soldiers. All the soldiers, man. That went out, man, trying to hold this shit down for us.
Definitely.
We remember y'all today, all the former soldiers in hip-hop. We remember y'all today. And we're going to get it cracking, man. What up?
What up, man? Yeah, definitely, man. And this was actually a big week for hip-hop, man. DMX finally released his album. A lot of people have, you know, mixed feelings about it, but I personally thought it was pretty good considering that they put the thing together for the most part. It came out pretty solid.
That's what's up, man. You know, I'm waiting for the DMX tribute song, you know? I know that's going to be dope whenever they get it together.
Yeah, that would be dope. Rest in peace, DMX.
What we gotta do is we gotta give the people, you know, a track from that joint, man. I'm gonna go ahead, you know, we're gonna get into some music, then when we come back, we're gonna probably take some callers and, you know, chop it up like we always do. This joint here is from Dog's album. It's called Hood Blues with Griselda.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's pop that shit, man. See what's going on with the dog, man. Let's go.
Go.
Screwball Radio.
Come on!
so no steps. Headshot, took off so less. More jelly kicks, more jelly sweats. I'm on the yard doing burpees, me travel fresh. Shoot a land low, he got a new body. Pray to Tesla X, need a new body. 50K, got my bitch a new body. You internet niggas, y'all pool 90. The Ace of Space, simple, yay dealer. Pray 5 times a day, get on the waves, nigga. Baddest bitch you ever seen doing my braids, nigga. Tech echo like it got delays, nigga. This shit ain't shit, get out the way, nigga. New Yeezys only me and Ye with them. Pay attention. 400 baby, come back at least 7. Can't see to the wreck yard, I got the weapon.
The butcher coming, nigga. You know how I rock 6 figures off Zaza. Come and spin at my shop, I turn your hood to a hot spot. Every game I feel like I'm Dame, without a stopwatch shooting before the shot clock. Griselda got the top spot locked down like a pawn shop, nigga. I'm thinking why not? I gave my life to the game, but what do I got? Father these niggas how? I don't even know my pops. This flip phone that I got don't connect to the Wi-Fi. This new foreign shit with the wood on the door. Got me beefing with some niggas I coulda put on. They make up lies and put them in songs. I pull up the lot, cop and down the block, hit me pulling the yard. Yeah, praying with my dirty hands. I did dirt and scams. I'm asking God, do I deserve these bands? And we from Murderland, Eastside shit, jeans purple brand, riding in the GLE, the turtle band. You throwing shots, you better be precise. If I only squeeze it twice, that's me being polite. We was in the trenches, nigga. 4 chicken wings and rice. The shooter 14 can't read or write, but he gon' squeeze his fight. We was trying to sell a key at night, cause Nas said a G at night wasn't good enough, and he was right. They mad I'm rich, same niggas that wouldn't see my plight. The next plan, I'm riding to the game with KD tonight. Yeah, machine bitch, A beat our body. My nigga on his way home, he just need a body. Every time I leave the house, I got the steamer body. My jacket a one of none, you never seen it probably. I took some cheddar out the vault to pay the lawyer for my man. Weapon possession and felony assault. Whipping up at Aunt House, he keep the resi off the fork. I'm Kyrie, hitting niggas with the hezzy on the court. Look, I reached a point niggas never would've thought, cause every time I drop something, I don't never get support. Fuck them. FN Max shots severing your corpse. You never could extort me. My heart cold is February 4th. They hate to see me win, I'm not surprised, nigga. I'm fucking the bitches, them bum bitches you fuck idolize. I'm in Harlem at Lighthouse eating lobster fries. Me and Shooter with me, I got mobster ties. Machine.
I grew up with the dark side, apartheid. But going against the grain and get you kidnapped and hogtied. Ex, illest nigga, fittest nigga. Never been scared, I'm a fearless nigga. I got the cannon, that'll remove your head and shoulders. Catch that play in the street, get ran over. I'ma make you hand over everything you got. I'm out the average motherfucker, I'm damaged, cause I'm a savage. Sometimes I can't manage all the shit in my head. I was promised a world, but I got the dirt standards. And I'm like, I was bred, shed, blood, it's always to be fuck you, nigga, what? Built for war, road is far forward, hit you through the door, so it gets so far. I done poked more niggas in ask the cushion, it's Westside, Conway, X, Benny, Butcher, nigga. Get like you live, nigga. Get how you fucking live, nigga.
You know what the fuck it is? You know what the fuck it is, nigga?
I ain't 50 years old for nothing, right? I'm not 50 years old for nothing. We acting, nigga. We acting. We acting.
Look out of here. You see it?
From as far as I go, wish a nigga would. And I wish a nigga would.
Oh, man, that's crack right there. The Dog, man. Rest in peace, The Dog, man. We ain't gonna hear no more shit from The Dog. This shit is sad, man. But that was dope right there, man. Shout out to Griselda. Shout out to The Dog, man.
Yeah, that whole
thing. Yeah, it was dope about the album.
Hello, hello. Is nigga
there? I'm here, man. But like I said, they don't be hearing. But what's dope about the album is that he was around to finish his vocals at least. It's not like an album that vocals was like put away and they just added features to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You know, like he was here for the making of the album. Like he was here for it. He was working on the album. Like, you know, he was just on Noriega's Drink Champs talking about the new album coming and how he had the Griselda on there. So, you know, I'm just glad it's one of those albums and not an album that they had to copy and paste it together, you know?
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, he was already working on that. So that's, you know, straight from the heart.
Yeah.
And my man's that engineered that album, he told me that there's like a lot of more records that they didn't put out. He did like about 50 records for that album. So they might stack that joint.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he got some more shit he gonna surprise us with, man. You know they're gonna keep dropping shit from X. You know, just like Tupac, you know, he dropped mad shit after he passed.
Yeah, he's and still probably still got other things that's coming. We just don't know about it yet.
You know, no doubt.
Coming back around with a new Pac album.
You know, I just don't want the vultures to come out the woodwork. Like, yo, E, man, I seen you post something the other day, man, talking about his kids and fighting over 50 stacks. That's all he got. Like, how you know that's all he got, my nigga?
I didn't say that's all he had. I just posted the article.
Oh, that was the article that says that?
The article says that his estate is supposedly worth $1 million. But with all the things that have been going on and he owes like $700,000 to the IRS, that his estate will be only really worth like $50,000, if that. But, you know, that's all they
do. I don't like that shit, man. I don't like that shit, man, you know. And if you going to put some shit out, make sure that shit is for real, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely the new article that's out.
Yeah, that's all
yeah,
over.
E, man,
I mean,
another thing with you, E, man. Yeah, I be seeing you. You be fighting a lot with niggas, man. Why you be fighting so much, man? Why you be fighting with these niggas online, man, all the time, man? Every time I look at your post, man, you're talking about somebody said this, somebody did that. What the fuck you doing?
I'm trying to get the weight up, man. I'm trying to get the weight up because you know when Gonzo said that he was trying to get the rap on, the rap boxing thing. He needs something for podcasters. I'm trying to get my weight up, man. I'm trying to get things going. Because you know, like I said before,
you forgot how to start a fight.
Nah.
Fuck you. Oh, okay. So go out there and start a fight. Uh-huh. You want to get some practicing?
Let's go.
I mean, you the one with the beef. Every time you out there beefing with niggas, and you be saying some corny shit. How you going to argue with niggas and these niggas is beating you? I'm like, yo, man, your responses are doodle. You got to get some more sharper material.
Hey, look, put it
you
this
get
way.
Some sharper
way.
Material. You can't let niggas
dudes
win. If you going to Facebook fight and internet beef, you got to make sure you win those, yo. Because you repping the school.
I ain't lost
none. You can't be losing no arguments, man.
If I make it so that these dudes want to come in, they want to fight and kill beef, that's where I know I won.
Nah, you can't be saying no corny shit like, oh, you got a big head. Nah, fuck I.
Stop.
You got to stomp niggas out, man, so they don't want to say nothing else to you, man.
No.
Or you got to make niggas look stupid, man. But yo, man, let's get back to some music, man.
Anybody.
I want to hear some more shit.
I haven't got to it with
shit.
Anybody lately. It's been pretty peaceful. It's probably been old posts that have been surfacing.
Yeah, man, you're like a female with this fucking internet shit. You fucking annoying. But yo, let's get to some music. Who at? Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Before we do that, hold on. We got a caller, Red. We got a caller. We got somebody on the line.
Who that?
845.
What up? You on Schoolboy Radio. What up?
It's Benny Hanna, man. I'm just calling in to just speak to the greats today.
Benny Hanna got the new video out. Blackwater
yeah.
Magic. Blackwater Magic, that shit is hardcore, man. Y'all niggas get up on my man, Lil Thon Vinny, man. Benny Hines.
Man, I'm just trying to get like, yo, man. Me and Poet got a video coming out next weekend, and we got some announcements too for some big cyphers. He's gonna be on and stuff. So we're just excited, man. I'm just excited to be rocking with y'all. What's Screwball doing tonight? What's the word, y'all?
No, we represent, man, playing the shit for, you know, Memorial Day weekend, man. We playing nothing but heat, man. Nothing but heat.
Y'all heard that new DMX with Griselda on it?
Oh, we just played that. You must be tuning in.
We just called it, yeah. That shit's motherfucking incredible, man.
Well, yeah, man, we're going to play some more shit right now. Keep this shit rocking. Got the great Benny Hanna on the line.
Back
up. We're going to keep it popping, man. Make it happen, Captain.
You already know, man. I'm digging deep in the underground with this bag here. Like, this cat here, he go by the name of... Because I got a lot of shit that I'm going to be playing for y'all, man.
Comment.
Is this like are we representing the fallen soldiers this episode? Like, you know, this is Memorial.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed
you know,
to
be
doing, man. We represent the fallen soldiers Memorial Day episode, man. All that shit
we don't care about nothing new right now. Nothing new. Nothing new. We gave him that Griselda. Right.
Unless it's the dog. Unless it's the dog.
Unless it's the dog. We're trying to get the people, you know. We lost a lot of people, man. And we got to give them their shine, man.
You know what? Since we're going to do that, we're going to go and start this off with Prodigy. This joint here.
Let's go.
My world is empty without you. May he rest in peace.
Let's go, man. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Man.
Switch.
My mind.
Yeah.
More than H and I see. Part 2. Coming soon.
This is my song to the Most High, who created all life on earth, like the birds that fly, the sweet air we breathe, all the plants and trees, the sun, and they planted in the galaxy. Yo, they feeding us bullshit with all these books. We didn't ask to be here, we got took, enslaved and killed. We was raped and hung, we was lied to and forced to build America. Robbed of our technology and knowledge of self. The black man is the original man of this earth. We can live under the sun, it give us strength. The white man gets sunburned and cancer of the skin. I got a lot of white friends, I'm not a racist. I acknowledge the Most High, I'm not an atheist. I just see through the bullshit and speak my mind. They terrified of my words, so they censor my rhymes. Good Lord, I'm crying out to you. Have mercy on the slave master's souls. They did us dirty. They don't give a fuck about their own poor white trash. Just imagine how they feel about my black ass. Fuck Christopher Columbus. The Indians was here first. And fuck the Vatican. The pyramids is older. Cut off the nose and the lips of our statues. Mad it was black faces staring back at you. We even built pyramids on Mars. They won't tell us about that, cause then we realize who we are. When I wrote Pearly Gates, they said I hated God, so I wrote this song for the creator, the all.
My world
dressed in the business. Free prodigy.
My world is
fuck it. The last day for the motherfucker. 07, 08, 09, 09. We approaching that motherfucker time. Bring it on, day.
My world is without you, baby.
Yeah. Shout out to umpire.
This is my song for the almighty. The first and the last, your bloodline is alive and healthy. These people don't scare us, they call us niggas so much we wear it. It's like a reminder, don't forget it's no forgiving the evils. They got the whole world possessed under the spell of the mighty green dollar bill. Got us running around shooting people up, beating people up, sticking people up, selling people drugs, genocide, suicide, homicide, murder. These are the things that we see being brought up in cartoons, movies, and history books. We go outside and it's the real gun smoke. Little niggas in the hood got car bomb burners, 52 shot banana clips. Little devil kids getting locked up for life and do it on purpose. We fearless and numb to the pain and the hurting. Lord,
my world is empty without you, baby.
That's how the fuck it is.
Yeah. Prodigy, rest in peace. Memorial Day episode. We're going to remember all the greats, kid. We're going to keep it banging all night.
Yeah, yeah. Hip-hop.
Too many legends.
What's going on out there?
Homage to him, man.
Rest in peace, Pete.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace, Prodigy. You know, rest in peace, Screwball. Rest in peace, Hot Style. Rest in peace, KL. You know, rest
no
in
doubt.
Peace, Big Leroy. Rest in
word,
peace, Nut Nut. All the soldiers out there, man. You know, we love and miss y'all work. Memorial Day weekend, Screwball episode.
All the females, too, man. We lost, too, man. We got female soldier, too, man. You heard?
Yeah, definitely. The unspoken ones.
DMX, baby.
Rest in peace, Rosie. You heard?
Definitely.
That's tissue. Heard mad stories. I ain't never meet her. That's family.
Yeah, Madman Forever.
MC Trouble. We got mad people, man. You know, past, man.
Miss Melody.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. We're going to keep this shit popping on Memorial Day. Bang that shit, E. Benihana still on the line.
What yeah, up? What up?
Yeah, he hanging with us, man. So we going to pay homage to Biggie, because Biggie had a birthday recently, man. This joint here is called Jeans and Sneakers.
Let's
Black
go,
Rob,
man.
Rest in peace.
It's cold outside. Oh. Oh, it's cold outside. Bad boy, bad boy. Oh, gee. Oh, cold outside.
What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on? Biggie Smalls, who you represent? The Brooklyn clique, where the boots is tied tight and the jackets is thick. Represent them thugs, not them Sherlin rugs. Leathers that fasten, be lasting. 1X to 5X, so no need for lost weight. Affordable, way more cheaper than the North Face. Flavors in the bubble goose, so let your trouble loose, so no one be seeing them thugs catch the meaning. The flavors in the city, it's a pity. Them other damn jackets don't fit me, they just plain itchy bitchy. Why can't a big guy stay fly? Listen up, polo grounds down the bedside. And here's the main reason, sitting in that jacket, man, I know you be freezing. Flavors in the vest, but still dressed to impress.
What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on?
I should know this rap thing, I got it down to a size. Big boots underneath, but that's the metal applies. And we will bust a cap on you so-called gangsters. Don't front, you a little bit scared now, ain't ya? Now this is 05, it's a brand new thing. About time the rap game crowned a brand new king. I've been sitting here squatting on this title belt. When I drop it, watch how my rivals felt. It's the second coming to black, so run and get your raps. And do a couple of dips and run a few laps. I stay in first place with the style of a leader. If you're going to battle the kids, you're really going to need a whole crew. Not two, man, three or four. You're going to need a whole posse, a mossy or more. Even then, B, ain't no chance for ya. You fucking ran with the rap gargantuas. Bad boy, man, easy pimp. When I'm dishing out the pain, nobody exempt. You was good till your scam uncovered. Who the man in fatigues with the blicky? That's the God beloved. And he cold like a bitch's heart. Yeah, he cold in the bitch's heart. You don't want beef, so don't start, man. It's B-Rob, I'm taking it back. D-Dot came with the product, we cooking crack.
What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on?
pop off till I'm hard and gray. I'ma even see Al Green and shot down like Marvin Gaye. No disrespect, pardon me. Lot of dudes got locked down, but few had heart to stay. Punk couldn't take March to May. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change, stay in your lane. Cause only champs sip on pain. You the type that like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Biggie Smalls, who you represent? The Brooklyn clique, where the boots is tied tight and the jackets is thick. Represent them thugs, not them Shirley rugs. Leathers that fasten, be lasting. 1X to 5X, so no need for lost weight. Affordable, way more cheaper than the North Face. Flavors in the bubble goose, so let your trouble loose. So no one be seeing them thugs catch the
wind. What you throwing on? What you throwing on?
What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on? What's going on? What you throwing on?
Rest in peace to the legends, man. That was a dope joint, man. Word.
They get mad at smoke, too.
That might be one of my favorite Black Rob verses.
Yeah, he killed that. Oh, yeah, man.
But check this, guys, now. Y'all notice this going on. We watching the NBA and everything, man. Y'all notice how out of pocket these fans are getting now? Like,
seeing how they want popcorn at Westbrook. Nigga do popcorn at Westbrook. Westbrook lost it. That nigga's like, you know, they done let that nigga go up in them fucking stands. I tell you, we done seen one for the ages.
Artest. Ben Wallace.
That's what they should do, man. They should let niggas get shoot the five with the fan. All right, fan, you have enough. You had enough fucking balls to throw popcorn on them now. You got to go in this little room with them for 5 minutes. Y'all too alone.
That man's a professional athlete.
Yeah, well, he should have thought about that shit before he threw popcorn on that again.
Yeah, could you imagine cooling out with your kids at the game and then Ron Artest come up and just start swinging on you? Can you imagine?
Nah, that kid was a little too close for comfort. Ron thought that kid just did it. That kid wasn't even a kid that threw the shit at him.
Yeah, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, no, he was in the right place at the right time because he's rich now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good point.
Yeah, they threw popcorn at Westbrook, and yesterday, Trae Young was spat on by one of the fans.
Oh, niggas spitting on niggas? Oh, no. Spit
you
on me? I'm going
to
the... I'm going to have one of my niggas top you because I got my niggas in the crowd. They're going to be in the crowd, too. Don't forget.
Yeah, but you know, that was a Knicks fan that spit on him, you know, because they had beat the Knicks. You know, they beat the Knicks yesterday by a little 8 points or something like that. So, you know, you got New York and Atlanta in the same building.
We super disrespectful, nigga. But that's still foul. They don't care. Spit on nobody, You don't spit on nobody, man. You're getting shot. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, if a grown man spit on you, I wouldn't even know how to react. I don't even know what that's like.
Shit, you got to shoot him.
It's a totally different violation.
You got to get shot for that, man.
It's like a biological terrorist move.
You fucking spit on me, man? I'm going to crack your fucking head open, yo. You think you can get away with that shit? Because I'm a fucking NBA player and I got rules to follow and all that shit. You think that, right? How about when I throw all that shit away and get you, yo?
I mean, it's like you could go ahead and you could boo, you could talk shit, but spitting, that's way beyond the line.
All the league gonna probably do to me after I leave you bloodied up in them bleachers. They probably going to suspend me for the fucking rest of the year. That's all right. Fuck it. As long as I'm still in the league,
that nigga spit on me, though, so fuck that. He's going to be in the hospital for a fucking year. I'll make sure.
Yo, it's one thing when playoffs, you know, whenever things quiet, like over here when we had the Bobcats in Charlotte, like I think it was a Mecca Okafor. He would just won the championship over at Connecticut. We got him the first year. He had like missed two free throws and nobody was in the building, and somebody, it was just one cat just chewing him out, just gave him shit for like 5 minutes, and he was the only voice you could hear in the whole building. It was terrible. Awful.
Yo, you gotta go through
that. Just sound like Tropic Thunder, like Tropic Thunder game.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
like Tropic Thunder, bro.
You gotta go through that shit, my nigga. You know? And the ill shit is Westbrook was hurt going back to the fucking locker room. He already got a fucked up ankle. They losing the game, and this nigga throw popcorn on me. Oh, shit.
He ain't gonna feel nothing for the... When he jumped in, if he would have jumped on, he wouldn't feel nothing for the next 10, 15 minutes because that anger comes in. You don't feel nothing.
You know Westbrook is, you know, he's kind of, he's not stable upstairs. That nigga is crazy, for real. And he told
you
us,
gotta
he's
on that level.
How the fuck he's going to throw popcorn on somebody? Man, would you throw popcorn at that nigga in the street?
Hell.
So you got the balls to do it while he's, you going to do that shit while he's at his job? And his bosses
That's
are
crazy.
Watching? That's fucked up. You thought you could get away with that, right? Nope. I'm hitting you with the baseball bat on fucking, on Channel 4. They're going to be watching that shit on Channel 4. Word up. Yo, they're going to be like, oh, he went too far. I know he spit on him, but he still, he went too far. He didn't have to do that. Yeah, nah, fuck that.
Nah, if anything, you ain't go far enough.
I'm with your ass leaking on fucking TV right next to fucking Stephen A. Smith. Ball.
That is some, it's some bugged out shit to throw popcorn, though, because that's some low level. That's like throwing Twitter shots or something. It's some small ass shit, but at the same time, like, I didn't see it. How much popcorn was it? Are we talking about like a kernel? Or are we talking
like a
about
whole bag.
Like
a whole bag.
Nah, like he threw away $10. $10. That bag of popcorn in the stadium, like $10. He just threw it away.
Word up. This shit was raining on Russell, man. Russell was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's popcorn. As soon as he realized that shit was popcorn. Yo, niggas throwing popcorn
was,
on me. Yo, that nigga was
He thought it was sparklers at
out.
First.
It could have been fucking piss in a cup. It could have been a whole lot of other things, man.
Yeah, that's why I say they should have a tunnel where, you know, where the tunnel extends, you know, from those double doors to the floor, you know, so people can't really interact with the players, man, unless they got here early and they got me signing their paper or signing an autograph or something like that. But to be that close and
the NBA got to do something to protect the players a little better than that.
Yeah,
but what
the first 80s time it
when,
happened,
like,
you know?
Garden this... was in Boston, like, didn't they have crazy crowds back in the Garden back then in the 80s? Like, just wild
Hell
crowds.
Yeah, it was
shit.
Crazy.
Like, this
but,
shit
know,
never happened before back then?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure it's always happened. It always happens, you know? You know, there's always something with the fans and the players, and, you know, they always got something to say or something to, you know, they just...
But as time passed by and times changed, motherfuckers start taking less and less shit. You know, the
league
exactly. changed.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
Niggas,
you know, when they had, like,
Len
Beard and they had, like, what's his name, fucking the Detroit, the Bad Boy Pistons in the 80s, I remember reading books and they would say that they would, like, the Detroit crowd back then was, like, wild. Like, would say personal shit, like, find out your mom's name, your cousin's name that just died, you know, and be hollering out that shit. So, you know, I know they've dealt with some shit like that before. I just, you know, throwing physical
like I said,
shit at
times
people.
Change,
you know,
man. Times
yeah.
change and niggas have
Could you imagine what people yell at LeBron James?
Oh, man.
You know how
man,
much shit they yell at LeBron James? And
especially
he,
with that
you know,
hairline, it's fucking him up.
Oh, man. I can imagine.
Whew.
Yeah. Everybody's going to get something. Everybody.
How about Trae Young the other day? The whole fucking New York was saying, fuck Trae Young.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he came in there disrespectful.
New York will make you famous, kid. New York will make you famous one way or another.
Yeah, he can feed off that too, though.
Definitely make you the bad guy. Look what they did, Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller come to the Garden. It's over. It's over for Reggie Miller in the Garden.
Yeah, forever.
Hell yeah, man. That's his nickname, Reggie Miller, the Nick Killer.
Yo, man, when he did that choke shit, that shit was so personal.
Spike Lee wanted to swing there.
That was Spike Lee's fault. He got that nigga open. He's like, oh, you want me to show you something? I'll tell you something. Fucking, like Fire Marshal Bill, I'll show you something. Let me show you this.
Yeah.
He had like 12 points. He had like 12 points. 12 seconds.
He's banging threes left and right, both sides of the...
Spike Lee probably like 5'8". Reggie Miller would have damaged Spike Lee. I don't know how big Spike Lee is. He didn't look big in them 80s Jordan commercials, though.
Oh, man, but you know them short guys? It's that Napoleon complex, you know? Napoleon complex. They don't care how big you are. They'll throw a rock at you, you know, David and Goliath, you know?
Want that kneecap.
Spike wasn't doing that, man. Spike was chilling. He just rooting for the team. Reggie said some shit like told him and his wife suck his dick or some shit like that.
Reggie
Miller said some stuff.
Reggie, I know, like Barack Obama. Like when I saw Barack Obama, I thought he was Reggie Miller for the first time. Really, I swear, I can't see him swinging on no fans, man.
Reggie Miller said to Spike Lee, him and his wife, that suck my dick, yo. That he's foul. I was like, yo. Like, Spike Lee, yo, why you say that to Spike Lee and his wife?
Oh my
God. Because they rooting for the Knicks and, you know, taunting you. He told Spike Lee's wife, suck his dick.
Yo, when Jordan and Pippen did the back-to-back dunks on Ewing, was that in New York when they did that?
Most likely.
Oh,
everybody want to show their ass at the Garden, man. Everybody wants to show their ass at the Garden, man. Beat up 100%. On us in New York.
But the moral of the story is, man, just keep your hands to yourself, man, or you'll have situations like this. Dad's whooping.
That's what's going to happen to you. You keep wearing that fucking chain around. Let's play some music, homie.
Hey, don't make me bring that steak to your eye, junk. Y'all dog looking motherfucker.
You can. That's all right. Just don't bring that motherfucking aluminum fucking chain around.
Ain't aluminum, nigga.
You say you got gum wrapper around your neck. That's cold. That's cold.
What's that say?
Check this out. I got a joint here we got to pay homage to, man. We got to pay homage to Big Pun, man, one of the greatest to ever do it, man.
Yep.
So this joint here, we got to play Dream Shatter.
Let's go, man. Scoop Radio, man. Memorial Day episode. Let's go.
Shout out Domingo. Shout out Domingo.
Hey, yo, I shatter dreams like Jordan, the sword batter your team. The squadron will be barred from Rob like Adam and Eve from the Garden. I'm carving my initials on your forehead, so every night before bed, you see the BP shut off the board head. Reverse that, I curse that, the first whack. Nigga with the worst rap, cause he ain't worth jack. Hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap. Make his whole body search back. Watch the earth crack, hand him his first back. I'm the first Latin rapper to baffle your soul. Master the flow, niggas be swerving, I'm blacking and cold like Nat King. I be rapping and tongue packing the ones magnums, cannons, and gaps. Gun. It's Big Pun, the one and only son of Tony Montana. You ain't promised mañana in the rotten Montana. Come on, Bana, we need more rhymes. Feeling marijuana, snake bite, anaconda. A man of honor would wanna try to match my persona. Sometimes rhyming, I blow my own mind like Nirvana. With comma, and go the whole nine like Madonna. Go try to find another rhymer with my kind of grammar. When you awaken, your manhood to be taken. Taken like you say, when I'm rhyming the rhyming. When you awaken, your manhood to be taken. Taken like you say, when I'm adrenaline, uncut, straight to the gut, medicine, raw, cure for pain. I coach your brain like polyurethane. Simple and plain, I'll
explain it in layman terms. If you came to learn how to make fire, I'ma make it burn higher and hotter than lava. This scholar, advisor, as smart as MacGyver, filled with honor inside the heart of a liar, involved in a life of crime. Fuck it, I like to shine. Up in the white and lime, plus with the pipe design, flushed out. Hold pockets about to flush out. If you're not in it for the spinach, get the fuck out. Take a hike. We can even battle to make it right. Go ahead, place the mic, you're finished. Say goodnight, head to head in the street. I leave you dead in your feet, saddle and beef. I'll even let you rhyme to the Benjamin beat. But it won't matter, your dream's still gon' shatter. It's a long ladder to climb, and mine is on the stagger. So get out of town, before I hit you with the loudest sound you ever heard. Desert bird player, you out of bounds. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. When you faking, when you faking, when I'm the rhyming, the combination. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking, when you faking, when I'm the rhyming, the combination. Your whole seeds is unofficial. I come and get you and let the desert ease tongue. Get you with one pistol and two clips. I'll make your crew do flips like acrobatics. I'm charismatic, my dad is magic. It makes rappers disappear. Whisper in your ear, crystal clear. Come here, let me kiss your tears. Everything you fear is here. You ain't gotta search further. The first word is the worst. Now I thirst further for reverse birth. Every verse hurts, every curse words. Already more offending than Eddie Murph's worse. I thirst for blood like a vampire. Any man claiming his damn title is a goddamn liar. I set him on fire. Retire your chain of thought, drain a quart of blood out your brain, and leave you insane in the dark. The king of New York lays his crown in the boogie down and sprays the town with the Mac hoodie down. I'm no joke. I soak your face with the sweeper, die in disgrace. I face your death through the speaker. When you awaken, your manhood to be taken, faking like the Satan. When I'm the Robin, the Abomination. When you awaken, your manhood to be taken, faking like the Satan. When I'm the Robin, the Abomination. When you awaken, your manhood to be taken, faking like the Satan. When I'm the Robin, the Abomination.
Man, forgot about that one, man. Rest in peace, Big Pun.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be mentioning Pun when it comes to the fast rap, but Pun was one of the dopest fast rappers too, yo. Niggas always talk about Eminem, yeah. Twista, and Busta. Shit. Big Pun will have your mind going in circles too, man.
Yeah, what's ill about Pun too is that, you know, he was a heavy set guy, so, you know, he would do line for line, like every line was a line, you know. He'd go in and do a line, then he'd do his other line, you know. It ain't like he was in there spitting the whole verse, you know.
I don't know. I wasn't in the studio with him.
I'm going to keep it real. I took my whole rhyme style from Pun, like, it's just as far as, like, how I record. Like, he used to record, like, he would say 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, and then do his 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
What the
but
fuck
do,
are you talking about?
Like,
every
he
other bar.
These numbers.
Every other bar.
Like, instead
every
of just kicking
bar.
1 through 16 like we do in one take, he would go half of the bars.
Every other bar.
Yep, exactly. And also, he rhymed sitting down so that he could get his breath patterns better because it was difficult for him to stand.
Mm.
Yeah, he's
well,
a big guy.
Killing shit. He's killing shit, my nigga. Bro. Pun, rest in peace, yo. One of the illest spitted rhyme with
ever.
That's that open. That's the way he kicked that verse open. They gave him the verse of the year in the Source magazine in 98 for that one. That was the impactful verse right there. That opening Dream Shatter, it was either that one or the first one that he did off of Twins.
Right.
It was mind blowing.
Yeah, Pun made it, you know. So, you know, Latin's been in the hip hop for the longest, but Pun was the first Latin rapper to go platinum.
Made me want to rhyme more,
you know, made me want to get better, you know, represent, you know, Puerto Ricans, you know, Boricuas, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, speaking of terrorism, yo. How the fuck the Republicans don't want to fucking have an investigation on what happened at the Capitol, yo. That's some deep shit, yo. They really don't want to talk about that shit. They want to act like, yo, they motherfuckers just want to forget about them.
Yo, let me speak on it real quick. You know what's crazy? If they had all those Confederate flags out there, and I don't even understand that shit. Like, all these white people from the South trying to support somebody from Manhattan, like, they don't know the story about how the war ended. Like, New York killed all the people in the South, bro. Like, I don't understand how they wearing the Confederate flag and doing all that shit then voting for somebody from New York City. Like, they're bugging. That whole thing was crazy to watch. That's probably the craziest thing of my lifetime. Almost
hell
crazy.
Yeah, man.
Word up.
It was that shit was just practice. They'll be back. There'll be more shit again.
Yeah. He got kids, yo. They're going to be back.
It's just like, y'all remember that movie Olympus Has Fallen when they had the Koreans invade the White House? It was just like that.
Yep.
Who played the president? It was more like White House Down, man, when Dick Clark was in there and they running up in there with the bombs and like that's what that was like. come on, seriously, man?
The ill shit was about if they would have really got their hands on somebody.
You seen the video of the guy that was wearing like the goat's head and all these guys storming in the building, pushing the black security guard back. Like, you know, if you can't do that at my house, and that's illegal to do at my house, what makes you think you could do it at the White House?
Like, because he knows that America won't kill a white man inside the White House. They wouldn't have done it. You see what I'm saying? Like, if that would have been on the other side, you remember when we was all trying to storm on the outside, Democrat, when we was doing that shit during COVID, nobody got in. Nothing like that happened. It's just they did it in the 2 p.m, and they was scared to shoot any of them white people. That's what I think.
Nah, you have people that open the door for them to come in. Like,
crazy.
How you open the door for them to come in? You open the door for them to come inside.
That's why they don't want to have the investigation.
you seen the senator or whoever that was push open the door, and here they coming in. You know, like when you tell your boys at the club, yo, I'm gonna let you in through the back. Like, that's what it was like.
Yo, so that's exactly why they do not want no investigation, yo.
Yo, you see how they were climbing the wall?
Police was an act though, because it's like they was acting like they was all overmatched and shit.
Yo, they was climbing the wall like when they sent the hitters at Scarface and they was climbing the wall, that's how these guys was climbing the wall. Like they was going to do something, but they really did nothing except a whole bunch of people went to jail. You know?
They didn't know what to do when they got in there. They were surprised they got in. Now they in, they don't know what to do. Oh, let's take selfies. Let's snitch on ourselves.
Yeah, let me take a picture. Let me take a picture on this lady's desk and put my feet on it. Now you wearing Crocs in a green suit.
Yeah, now they in jail talking about, yo, Trump told us to come. He said we can come. Meanwhile, that motherfucker's in Florida.
Playing golf.
Yeah, eating McDonald's, you know.
Yeah, they got some for his ass, too. He's about to get in some trouble, too. He ain't getting weight. They got them tax fucking fraud shit. They investigating all this thing business. His ass is dope. He about to go to Russia.
Well,
you know what?
He about to be Putin. He's going to hang with Putin over there.
The best way to describe this. This clip here is the best way to describe the situation we speak it on. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Get him out of here.
You hear this guy, man? You hear this guy over here with his little fucking sound effects and shit?
We upgrade, baby.
Fucking guy. Listen, man. Don't do no more unauthorized shit right there. All right?
Okay? I got to get on your nerves, nigga. That's what I do.
Yeah, you do that shit beautifully. Let's play some music.
Oh, man.
It better not be that shit.
Oh, man.
But really, no.
Screwball Radio, man. More music coming your way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. ODB, shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Rest in peace.
Oh, Dirt Dog.
Shaolin, stand up.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural source, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the storm. Rain on your college ass, just so storm. Well, you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer, B, and he ain't gonna kill down. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quit cement to the ground. For an EMC and any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer, Norman Bain, my producer, glam. My flow is like, bam, jump on stage, I'm in a dip dance.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
How's it got this? Who's getting the pin and it's laying on plans? Little stampies and far, they can root plans. Roll on a fast plan.
Shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Or for the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang, killer hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, just so dumb. But you didn't even touch my steel. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho, killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like, bam, jump on stage and then I bend down.
Rest in peace, ODB.
Yeah, yeah.
Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix, special Memorial Day episode. We're going to keep banging y'all with some more shit from all our fallen soldiers. Let's go, E, man. Let's finish up strong.
Definitely, man. We're going to take this and out to the West Coast, man, to the late Eazy-E. And this track here, titled Just to Let You Know, off his last album that he ever did. Rest in peace to the godfather of gangster rap.
Shout out Eazy-E, man. NWA.
Yes, indeed. Now, we have about 10 more minutes, so anybody that want to call up there, the call number is 516-531-9596. If y'all want to talk smack, I still got my cheek out if anybody want to smack me.
You got your cheek out?
It's chain. I got
what
that, too.
What you talking about?
It is
what
it
cheek
is.
You got a, oh, man, this nigga somebody got his cheeks out?
Nah, I said my cheek. I said I got your chain on still, too.
You said you got your cheeks out in case somebody, if somebody want to slap your cheeks?
Play some music.
Don't try to clean that shit up. At least I got my
we said that last week.
Out.
We talked about that last week. Don't try to put
anybody want
to
smack my cheeks, I got my cheeks out right now.
Nah, I got the audio to prove it, nigga. You ain't switching that on V.
Yeah, this nigga got the fucking, he got the leather pants with the butt cheeks cut out right now.
Oh, God. Nah, I don't rule like that.
Oh, shit, dog. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I know you were worried about that, dog.
The cloud is.
I didn't know you. I didn't know you had an inner freak like that, huh?
Nah, that's crazy.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? No, that's your personal, man. Don't keep that shit to yourself, homie.
Nah, bitch. Man, you still don't want to know what I meant,
don't be telling niggas on Schoolboy Radio to come smack your cheeks, my nigga. Don't do that.
Nah, I'm on the face.
But you say, oh, I'm on the face. Oh, you got to be more clear.
Yeah,
let's go, man.
Yeah, man, this track here, just to let you know, rest in peace, Eazy-E. And big shout-out to you guys, man. I love dealing with y'all, man, on this program, man. We're going to keep this thing soaring in the sky, man. We're going to come back next Saturday with more dope hip-hop, dope dialogue.
I'm be shitting on you some more.
I already got bored, man. I'm up. Much love, y'all.
Let's go.
One.
Easy. 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 Ain't no friends when it come to end. So no hard feelings.